You're just seconds away from this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast. In the event of an accident, every second is important. Fortunately, help is on the way thanks to RAC Rescue Helicopters, ready to take flight every hour of every day.
So, Maddie.
Yes.
Now, the person we're about to speak to in just a moment has got something absolutely glorious for us this morning.
Yes.
But we needed to check in with her because we're kind of flying blind here as a couple of blokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Tara Simic. Now, Tara Simic is Australian businesswoman, Perth businesswoman.
Yep.
She's the founder of The Jungle Body. She's also the founder of Mermaid Hair. And I don't know if you remember this, but Khloe Kardashian, it popped up on her Instagram.
Oh, God, that must be big.
And look, it's been taking off for a while, but to the moon this time.
Yep.
And Tara joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Tara.
Morning, guys.
Now, Tara, as Pete alluded to, we don't have Kimber with us at the moment. She's got the COVID, but I know that she absolutely loves your product. But can you explain to we two stupid men what's so amazing about it, and how does it become one of the fastest selling hair tools in the world?
Well, it's that big pink hair waving thing that you might have seen pop up on Instagram.
I have.
And that's probably the best way to describe it, that big pink thing. But, yeah, basically when we launched Mermaid, no one was selling a product like this. So that's really what kind of skyrocketed, I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tara, where do you come up with a design like this? What was the moment where you were... Were you standing in the bathroom and you just had the single curling iron going on and just go, this just isn't good enough, and then started playing around with ideas? How does the penny drop?
No, literally. So I noticed that Kim Kardashian was having these wavy hair, and I asked my hairdresser, how is she getting this look? Because you can't do it with a curling iron, and I'm hopeless with a curling iron.
Mm.
And so she said that potentially it was one of those crimpers from the 90s. So I got out my old baby list from when I was about 10, and started crimping my hair, and it looked horrendous. Like, it was really bad, really bad. So we thought, what about if the crimper was made bigger?
Yeah.
So you could crimp it more, really nice, big, bigger wave. And that's kind of how it all started.
Bang.
Oh.
And here we are.
Because when I first saw it, and forgive me for saying this, but I thought, is that like... almost like a waffle iron or a sandwich maker, because that's the kind of the size of it. But presumably that allows enough of the hair to be getting worked on at the same time to give that wave
that
look.
That is right. Yes, you're getting it.
I'm bald, by the way, Tara, so, you know, it all looks fantastical to me.
Tara, how – oh, God, I've got so many questions about Khloe Kardashian and finding the product, but – did you immediately notice the moment from it wasn't on Khloe Kardashian's Instagram to it was on Khloe Kardashian's Instagram?
Well, yes, we did know that because we did pay.
So right.
We did know when that was going live, but the Kardashians have been using our product from day one. Like, so they were the first ones that got us kind of known in the USA because they reached out and requested it. So they've kind of been very good friends of the brand from day one.
They reached out and requested it.
Yeah, well, because we were selling it in Australia only and no one was selling this product. So we had a lot of people in the US reach out to us asking for it, and then we eventually launched in the US.
Amazing.
All right.
All right. So right now you can get 20% off site-wide with code MUMSDAY at mermaidhair.com.
And congratulations on all your success, Tara. That's wonderful.
No, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Dockers News, you'll hear that first right here. And Boomer Home Loans, they're first for over 55s. Please welcome Dockers coach, Justin Longmuir.
Right now, you have the opportunity to win a Boundary Rider experience. Just head to mix.com.au. It's thanks to Boomer Home Loans, first for over 55s. The best way to take in the footy match. You get so close to the action. Justin Longmuir, good morning to you, coach.
G'day, Pete. G'day, Matt. How are we?
We're good, buddy. Hey, fantastic start to the season, as we've been talking about. Now, when I was a kid, before the AFL, I remember every Sunday night I'd watch the winners to watch the VFL stuff, and it would always cut to a game at old Cardinia Park, and it looked like a nightmare of a place to play footy. It may have had a name change, Justin, but is it still a hard place to win a game of footy?
Well, it definitely is. I think the ground's improved since back in the day. The grass is holding up really well, so no issues with the surface. It's just a long way from home, and Geelong are a very good side, and they play the ground really well. So it's tough to win here.
Coach, this is the one that you know, and you don't buy into too much of the media hype around the Fremantle have had an easy run the first 5 or 6 weeks. I think we're starting to get a bit of the chatter now that is like, hey, Freo, finals bound, they look like a good team this year, so on and so forth. But they're all saying Geelong is the big test. Is that how you're seeing it?
Well, probably don't voice it like that, but yeah, everyone says it like that. Yeah, and like I said, especially here, they play the ground really well, and they're a really mature, contested team that are in good form. So, yeah, it's a great challenge for us, and one we're ready for, and one where we just want to make sure we play our way. We've been smashed by Geelong the last 2 times we've played them, but we feel like we haven't played our footy either. So we want to make sure we play our way, and at the end of the day, we'll get some feedback on whether it's good enough.
Mate, I guess across all sporting codes, there are teams that kind of enjoy and embrace the sort of underdog mentality. It's, you know, we're always being put on by other teams. I don't know if Freo are one of those sides, but thinking about not getting, you know, the Friday night game live on the telly, is that the sort of thing that you go, you see, they still underrate us. They still don't give us enough credit yet. Can you use that as you know, as a way of getting the guys fired up?
No, I don't really go to those sorts of things. I think once you become a good team and you get build really real strong trust in your own footy and your own brand, you sort of just keep resorting back to what's important.
Sure.
For you to get the job done, and it becomes, and in the end, it becomes player led, and they keep driving each other, and I'm starting to see some really good signs of that at the moment.
Alex Pearce, who's stand-in captain at the moment while Fife is recovering, he's just having a blinder. I mean, you know, there's a lot of players who are having their, you know, their best seasons ever to look at their numbers on the park. But Alex, as well as taking on the stand-in captaincy, is just having a great start to the season.
He is, and he's a very good player, and he's shown that in the past, and probably the last couple of years. I think he's only played the one game before this year in my tenure at the club, so... Yeah, sometimes you forget how good some players are when they're sitting on the sideline. So, yeah, he's been not only a phenomenal player and doing his job week in, week out, but as you mentioned, he's a great leader. He's a great player to have back in the side.
And wonderful hair. And you can't you can't underrate that either.
Yeah. And speaking of which, Justin, we have mentioned this morning that everybody who makes it to air gets the mermaid hair waiver just in time for Mother's Day. Now, you did the hard work. You made it to air this morning, so we're going to give it to you. But you've got a choice. You can either, hand it over to the missus, or if you want to palm it over to Alex Pearce, just to say what a great job you're doing this season, mate. Here you go. Put some curls in your hair. Not that he needs any more. Feel free.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Tough decision to make, but I'll mull over it for a week or so and get back to you next week.
That's why you're the head coach, buddy. The tough decisions are all yours.
Nice to catch up with you, mate. Good luck against the Cats this weekend.
Good on you, guys.
No Kimber at the moment. She's off with the COVID.
She is off with the COVID, and we miss her. We miss her wonderful heart and soul, but we also, there's a real sort of female energy, of course, missing.
Absolutely.
And we try not to be too blokey here, but... You know,
well, it's hard sometimes because we're blokes.
We're blokes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we need a bit of help this morning.
Yes.
Okay. And thankfully, thanks to Google, Maddie, I think I've got the solution.
Great.
Right. I've come across a website. It's called Ponly.com.
Yep.
Ponly.com. And it's got 20 topics to talk about with a girl.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
What a resource.
So, amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Now here's what we need. We'd like you to call us if you're a woman.
And we'll pick out one of those things and we'll just talk about stuff.
We'll just talk.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
So I know my wife just loves to talk.
Yeah.
And so that's what we want to do with you this morning.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thanks to Google, I have actually come across a thing called the 20 Topics to Talk About with a Girl.
So that gives me confidence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Now, what we've done is we've written all of these topics down.
I've got them in the bowl.
And we've put them into a bowl. Now, while you're sorting through those, I've also Googled songs women love, so we can play something in the background, right?
I'm
so,
just going to go Lucky Dip style here.
You go Lucky Dip style. Yeah, so we've got, apparently, women love Whitney Houston. So I'm just going to play this in the background while we have a bit of chat.
All right.
We've got Lauren in Secret Harbor. Good morning to you, Lauren.
morning.
Hi, Lauren. So there's no uncomfortable silence. I'm pulling out her day. Ask Lauren about her day.
Great. All right. Yeah. Oh, go on.
Hey, Lauren. Good morning. How's your day going?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Thank you.
It's great.
What do I do now?
Well, that's it.
Hang on a minute.
Is that...
Lauren, what do you dislike?
Probably tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, me too. Well, I like tomatoes, but I just want to, you know, keep the conversation flowing.
This is great. Yeah. This is really amazing. Yeah. All right, thank you, Lauren. Hey, Lauren, we're going to give you a mermaid hair waiver.
Sure, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. You're very welcome. Gosh, you're really pepped up there towards the end.
Yeah.
How you feeling, mate? You confident?
I didn't go as well. I was hoping it would kick off something more.
Right.
But,
I'm
learning. Sure. You know, I'm a work in progress.
18 more topics sitting in there, looking forward to coming. Hi, Lindy in Rolly Stone. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lindy. Tell us about your achievements.
Oh, geez. That's what you pick. Come on. It's not a job interview.
Oh. Hang on a minute. Let me dig back in there. Oh. Lindy, what's your background?
My background?
Yeah.
Oh, I come from another country, so I'm from South Africa.
Are you?
I am, yes. So I'm living in Australia, but with a South African heart.
And how long have you been in Australia for?
24 years.
Amazing. Look at us having a conversation.
This is wonderful
this is
stuff.
Great.
Lindy, a mermaid hair waiver coming to you for making
fabulous.
It to air this morning. You're very welcome.
Thank you. Good job, boys.
Thank you.
And you know what, Lindy? It's free. Not a rand will pass your fingers.
Got a laugh. That's good. Oh, that's great. Okay. We got all right. That's good. I mean, if you've just joined us, it's just Pete and Maddie here, and we've got no Kimber this week. It's very blokey. So we've Googled 20 topics to talk about with a girl. So we've got Katie and Ellenbrook. Hang on. There it is. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
How are we going?
Good, thanks. God, you know what I feel like talking about, Katie? Your goals. What are your goals at the moment?
To get through my first coffee of the morning.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
what kind of coffee is it?
Yahava. From Swan Valley.
Oh, well, I was talking more about, is it a short black or a flat white? Or?
Oh, it's a flat white.
Flat white.
How many coffees do you usually have a day, Katie?
About 3 or 4.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, sometimes even more than that.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good chat. Yeah. Coffee chat's good chat.
That wasn't bad at all.
We've got another one here.
Katie gets, of course, the
hair waver.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Not bad. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
That's good. I'm just looking at, it's telling me we should talk about your career. What's going on with your career at the moment?
Well, I've just started a new job,
How's amazing. That going?
Interesting, exciting.
Oh, I love it. Are you able to tell us what sort of area it is?
I'm in HR.
In HR, okay.
Yeah.
How is human resources these days?
Challenging.
Yeah.
So we've heard.
Good chat. That was bloody good. We're going quite guns here.
Hair waver for you, Melissa.
Absolutely.
Hair waver. Have a good day.
Thank you, Melissa.
If you like Melissa, just wanted the hair waver. I mean, I can understand.
That's fair enough.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
I'll look one more here.
One more?
Why not? Hi, Leanne in Rolly Stone. Good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks, Leanne. I've just pulled out that we should talk about relationships / love. So how's that going for you?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. It's my 12-year wedding anniversary on the weekend.
Well done. 12 years. What's his or her name?
His name's Darcy.
Darcy. Good on you, yeah. Darcy and Leanne.
And kids, you know, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, 2 kids.
Great.
And any advice, Leanne, for a long and successful relationship?
Make sure the husband agrees to everything the wife says.
And don't be going to Google for your conversation
20,
starters.
20 topics to talk about with a girl.
What a week, what a week, what a week, what a busy old week. The week in Perth, yeah.
Well, my friends, I guess it's been the dominant story for over 2 years now. COVID-19 and I finally got it. And so far feel like I'm recovering.
Yeah.
After, you know, felt pretty ill there for a couple of days. And I don't want to say that it's relief that I've had it, but it does feel like it's been a big build-up.
Well, it's funny.
For years.
And we've spoken about this before, and I reckon we're not the only ones.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where, like, every time I take a COVID test feeling a bit of a sniffle.
Yeah.
I almost get, and I can't call it disappointment because it's not the right word, but I always get a sense of, oh, come on. Because it just feels like it's been around for so long if I get a negative test. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It has. And I think that's what I'm trying to say is that relief doesn't come from me thinking that it's not serious. It's just the fact that for 2 years it's just been this thing that's been out there waiting for me. And now it's done for the first time anyway. And I feel like, okay, I can move on from that. So it's been the dominant story. Who knows? Maybe soon with today, you know, we're walking around, no one's got face masks on. I don't know. Maybe we're reaching a different perspective on it all. But I don't know, maybe this is a good way to say goodbye to it for now. COVID, 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 COVID. I said COVID, no you don't, but COVID you did. Well, who knows where COVID got its start, in China, New York, Central Park. It could have kicked off in Molly Galleria. All we know is it begun, folks feeling something on their lung. They coughed a bit and they called it COVID. COVID, 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 COVID. It seems everyone gets touched by old COVID. Some say that they do not feel the slightest symptom, not a chill. You may not even know you've had COVID. I didn't get a nasty cough, but I sweated 3-4 kilos off a Hollywood type diet for me, COVID. Well, I've done my share of PCRs. My nose was prodded in my car. Many lines were crossed during COVID. Rat testing kits, they're everywhere. I wish I'd bought rat testing shares. Someone's making money from COVID. COVID, 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 COVID. It seems everyone gets touched by old COVID. COVID, 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 COVID. I said COVID, no you don't, but COVID you did.
Oh mate, well done. Nice one. The shares line speaks to me.
Yes.
Like, it really does.
Why didn't we buy shares in rat testing? I'll tell you what, bud, you know, self-awareness is a necessary and often painful part of growing and maturing. And I spent a lot of time walking this planet going, I'm great in the garden, okay?
Yeah.
Now, when I lived in Melbourne, I had a plot and I used to grow vegetables and whatnot, and it seemed quite successful.
What'd you grow?
Oh, you know, tomatoes.
Yeah,
lettuce,
all of it going.
Everything was going, but I had a lot of help.
Right.
Okay. A lot of old Italian guys there that would advise.
Uh-huh. Left whether you own, like it or not, probably.
Oh, totally, yeah. What are you bloody doing with that? You know, but anyway. But since I've sort of, you know, got my own world with my family and a place there, and I've tried to grow lawn, which was a disaster.
I've seen the pictures of that.
An absolute disaster.
Yeah.
And now there's a plant called a Zanzibar gem. The ticket, it says Zanzibar gem. I'm just showing it to you.
Yeah,
it says it thrives on neglect. Right? Apparently can't kill this plant.
Really?
Yeah. It says do not water this plant in the winter once every couple of months.
Right. So you literally have to just put it there and let it do its thing.
Oh, yeah. And I've killed it. I've killed it. I don't know. I didn't do it intentionally.
Did you water it?
I think I maybe overwatered it. I think I maybe put it in the wrong spot.
But by the sounds of things, you can't put it in the wrong spot. You can't kill this thing.
It's like the Titanic of pot plants. You're not supposed to be able to kill it. But of course, anything that's, as they said in Predator, if it bleeds, it can be killed. Right? And clearly, I have discovered its Achilles heel.
Right.
And I've realized, you know, I have to admit, I should not be trusted or put in charge of the garden anymore.
Oh,
because
yeah.
the track record simply isn't strong.
Mm, yeah, well, the lawn, that, anything green, basically, don't let you near it.
Don't let me near it.
I'm the same, but with our son, Ollie.
Uh-huh.
By the way, he's still alive and breathing. He's going great. But every single, and I'm not joking, every single time my wife leaves me alone with him, she comes back to find a bump on his head or he's fallen face first onto something. Actually, just last week, I had put him down in a big plastic tub. Now, Ollie's starting to lift himself up and stand.
Uh-huh.
And it was an empty plastic tub. And the reason why I put him down in there is because I didn't want him crawling around while I ran off to go and get a couple of other things from another room.
That sounds good.
I was gone 3 seconds. And in that time,
the tub's flipped.
Face first, right? Blood everywhere, teeth through the bottom lip.
Oh, no.
Nothing unusual. If we're talking about things you can't be trusted with, I shouldn't be left alone with my kids.
Okay, all right. Well, come on, it's time to admit what you should you simply not be trusted near, not be put in charge of. It's time to own up to your flaws and foibles.
Cooking.
Perhaps it's cooking.
Not near naked flames.
No.
I shouldn't
be put near power tools. That's another thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't put on this planet to you know, chainsaw.
Nakira in Edgewater, what can you not be trusted with?
I think probably money.
Oh, yes. Why, what do you do with it?
I tend to buy everything and anything. Mainly online shopping would be my downfall.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Now, Nakira,
I do have two kids, so they get a lot of stuff as well, but I find that my house is just full of
stuff.
A lot of unnecessary stuff.
Like what? Are we talking like a casual romp through the Kmart website here and then it all appearing on your front door the next day? What do you call stuff?
No. Unfortunately, Kmart would be the easy way out. You name it on anything that comes up on Facebook that I think looks like a good deal.
Yeah, right.
I will jump on and I will try to purchase it. So anything from clothes to furniture items to
Andrew Forrest and Clean Energy. Oh,
everything, yeah. And a lot of the times I get scammed, though, and they don't even arrive.
Oh,
but hey.
Oh, really? And do you move it on? Are you part of that selling world as well?
No.
No, it just stays in the room.
It does, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we've learned something about ourselves this morning.
We have.
Yeah.
We've got Olivia in Gosnells. What can't you be trusted with?
Hey, painting. Oh. I cannot be trusted painting.
Okay. Like house painting?
Yeah. On the walls, on the floor, no matter how many drop sheets I put down, it's everywhere.
Yes.
Now, I've read something here, Olivia, which I need to talk to you about. And it says that you painted the kids' rooms while you were 38 weeks pregnant. Now, I remember coming home when my wife was pregnant with our first, and she was clearly nesting, and it was towards the end of it. And she was up on a chair, and she was painting the eaves.
Mm.
So, and, like, was that what you were going through at the time?
Yeah, we were renovating our house. We did an extension. I was like, I've got to get it done. It's got to be finished. She'll be here soon. Just do it.
An extension during that.
Oh, no. And it was a disaster, was it, Olivia?
Oh, it was terrible. Hubby got home and he was like, what have you done?
Kelly in Rockingham, what about you? What can't you be trusted with?
HR.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Tell us the disaster.
We lived in a house with a big, huge hedge, and I used to hedge it every probably 3 weeks. And I used to it ended up with sticks. You'd be like, a little bit more. It's not quite straight. And then before you know what, it's just a mess.
Because, of course, there are people who create all kinds of shapes and artistic things with it, don't they?
Yes, they do, but not me.
Not you. That's not you, Kelly. You're the one that's destroying them.
That's right.
All right, put the hedger down, Kelly. Anita in Leda. This is an interesting one. What can't you be trusted with?
My husband.
What does that mean?
Because we kill each other when we're left home together.
Oh, do you? Do you need...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And how often are you at home together?
Oh, we had to do COVID, and I think we lasted the first day, and then my daughter was with us, and she was, like, looking at me, giving me the death stare, Mum, please don't arc him up.
So we think he's splitting everything 50-50, or what's the go?
Not 50-50.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe 70-30.
Okay.
Everyone needs to get a FIFO job by the sounds of it.
Maddie.
Yeah.
I have seen something that I think is going to speak to a lot of parents this morning, and that is just the most amazing pump up kid to kid on a sporting field for weekend sport I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay.
It's absolute gold. I mean, this kid, he's got to be like a captain in the making.
Yes.
This is inspirational stuff. So just to sort of put it into your mind, there's a place over in the UK called Sedberg. Have I said that right?
I don't know.
Sedberg.
Sedgeberg.
Sedgeberg.
I don't know.
Sedberg.
Okay.
If you're listening in Joondalup, all the UK people up there, let us know. But Sedberg. Now, they do Easter and summer courses for rugby.
Okay.
And what we're seeing here is we're seeing a field and we're seeing one of the coaches there and one of the kids is having a meltdown.
Okay.
Now, you've got Steppy D who does her weekend sport.
Yes.
It's not an easy
this weekend. Yes.
Right. It's not an easy thing.
No.
The weekend sport. Right, especially when you're having a bit of a crisis in confidence. You want to help your teammates out.
Well, I'm the one usually having the crisis, but anyway, carry on.
There is this other kid clearly on his team who's gone, nah, I'm not having this, mate.
Oh.
And he goes up to him. He puts his hands around his shoulders, looks him deep in the eye and gives him this rev up.
No, Bob, listen to me. Trust me. Look at me. Look at me, Bob. I'm the shortest kid here. Listen, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're short, you're young. It doesn't matter if you're tall or hit. It doesn't matter if you're fat. It doesn't matter if you're tall. Bob, you are a brilliant rugby player. You understand that? You're insane. You are actually insane for your age. You're insane. Come here, give me a hug.
Best teammate
it's
ever.
All right, all right?
Best teammate.
You're really good.
Come on.
Come on. So come on.
Listen to him. Listen to him. What a river. Goosebumps, Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
Goose, and they run off. And I don't know what happened next.
Oh,
this is where the video
they lost. Terribly.
Yeah, they got absolutely smacked.
Nil, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's what you want to see
Isn't
this
that
weekend.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, we all need that sometimes. Mm. Just that little reminder. Just get in there. You know what? Those trite things that you see written on tea towels, but they do remind me, you know, life is 95% turning up.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
Yeah.
Do what you can, but just turn up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it beats the hell out of what I used to get playing soccer as a kid.
What's that?
For like, you know, Polish Cracovia was the team I played for. We played against all the kind of Central and Eastern European kind of new Australians. And the rev ups there was like, kill him! Kill him!
To find more awesome podcasts, check out our listener app. And to find out more about how RAC Rescue Helicopters help rescue West Aussies on the roads, bush trucks and seas across WA, check out rac.com.au/RAC Rescue. 94.5.